This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. We're recording a conversation with Aaron Mecklen, Director of Member Engagement at Two Harbors Federal Credit Union. And Aaron, I'm going to let you describe. You apparently don't want to have or don't have a title with the Two Harbors Winter Frolic, but you're my point of contact and you seem to be in the midst of everything. How's it going during this winter that wasn't? For you.
Yeah, so as far as for Winter Frolic, you know, we are just kind of a group of individuals that represent the different businesses and sponsors that sponsor Winter Frolic every year, and all have an interest in seeing that Winter Frolic continues in our community. And the last couple of years, I've just kind of taken the point of contact to be the person that organizes meetings, emails, and deals with some of the balancing of the books, I guess.
Yeah, Aaron, how long have we had a Winter Frolic? Did it start up, pause for some years, and then start again? I'm trying to remember how far back it goes.
You know, I'm not exactly sure the original start date. I know I've seen a few things on the Historical Society about that, but I do know that it did take a couple years break, and then it kind of got revitalized with having bands and music in the tents outside. The last couple of years, we've kind of migrated back downtown again to try and get that focus to support the downtown area again and get people out on the street.
Well, it's a dynamite event during a normal winter, such that there are any anymore, but the El Nino effect seems there. I don't remember anything like this, Aaron. I'm sure you've lived here much of your life, and what do you think? This is a January to remember or forget.
Yeah, you know, as far as for Winter Frolic goes, we have had winters where things have canceled us because of weather. One thing that after that happened, we were pretty confident that we had to move forward in finding ways to always have a Winter Frolic even without some snow. So this year, our motto is, even if there's no snow, it's still a go. So we do have a few things that are obviously affected by the snow, but overall, the atmosphere and the events will go on without it or not with it, even if the lack of snow that we do have. So,
and I would point out to folks, you can check out the Two Harbors Winter Frolic.com and Facebook
page.
Two
Harbors Winter Frolic.
Yeah. And you'll just see there's just incredible array of cool things happening. And a lot of them, as you said, can adapt to the weather. One that comes to mind is the Sledding Hill. A real pain to have sledding without the snow unless you're going to switch to wheeled vehicles. But other than that, maybe you just need to get a little snow that you've stockpiled onto First Avenue. Is that a possibility that the city or county have some snow stockpiled for you?
Yeah, that's the plan, is that the city will find us a little bit of snow to get on First Avenue for those races. Most of the races are still very easy. Actually, they're probably easier without snow.
We want to make it tricky, right?
But a couple of them may have to get adapted if we end up not getting any snow. I will wait to hear next week from the city on what their plan is for that.
So among those races, those contests that we all look forward to, a couple that come to mind were the Smoosh race and the Outhouse race, which I know the Outhouse race, traditionally you're on runners. I mean, the Smoosh race is on 2x4s. I guess you can clump on the street, but you have a backup plan for a couple of these events and how you might adapt them to a no snow race day.
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to maybe get some wheels on those outhouses if we have to. Might be a little bit faster of a race. The Smoosh races, talking to Park State Bank and Harbor Insurance, they've come up with an alternative plan for those teams of five, I think it is, or four.
Yeah.
So if there are teams signed up, they're just going to adapt and find a different race to do. But no matter what, there will be activities and races going on First Avenue. The other ones, like the Frozen Fish Tosh and the Keg Relay, they're easily done without snow. The snow just makes it a little bit more fun.
Because the footing is really interesting and people, throwing people off balance is part of the fun. But if you're a member of a Smoosh team, you might not find out till the day of exactly how it's going to work.
Yep, exactly.
So you got to practice for all possibilities, guys. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Aaron, why don't you, we should take a minute to do a rundown of the the variety of different things that are going on. We have a group from Community Radio here, KTWH, that want to go down and visit with people that are doing some of the contests on Saturday that are on the First Avenue drag. But there are a lot of things happening all about town that I'm not able to keep tabs of, and it's kind of like your job. So maybe you could give us a rundown of where things are happening on both days, right? February 9th and 10th.
There's stuff happening everywhere. There's stuff happening throughout the weekend. You know, a couple things that are just always there. We have the medallion hunt, which will start by Two Rivers Dairy Queen. The photo scavenger hunt we brought back again this year, so that's kind of all day on Saturday. The coloring contest was a new event last year that Northern Rail Train Car and Two Arbors Library had started. Back 40 Books joined them this year sponsoring that, and they will be, you can already get your coloring contest online for that, which is, they did all ages, so 16 and up, you can even do your own coloring contest and maybe win a prize.
Oh, so, okay. You do not have to pick up a hard copy. You can just download something and print it off at home.
Yep, we put it on the website this year. So all age groups are available on the website for everyone. So you can print them off or you can swing by the library and pick those up.
Great.
So those are kind of our all weekend events, obviously. Castle Danger is doing their winter frolic ale again this year for us. So that's always kind of a fun addition we've had the last 2 years.
Wow.
And they're only serving that at the brewery. So you do have to stop by there to check that out.
Okay. And are they sponsoring? I'm not sure I've ever seen the keg toss, or is it a keg race? I'm sorry.
Keg relay?
Yeah, keg relay.
Yeah, they are doing that again this year. So we did change up the First Avenue races this year a little bit. We were starting a little earlier in the day. Got a little late last year.
Right.
So we're starting at 11 with the frozen fish toss and then the keg relay. We'll have those fireman races at noon, and then the smush races will start at 1 with the outhouse and tug of war following. So we tried to put some better times on things this year, so that way if you knew there was a certain race you want to participate in, you at least have an idea of when you need to be downtown for that.
So could you remind us, Aaron, teams need to be pre-registered, or is the First Avenue races same-day registration possible? I can't remember.
The only one that's pre-registering is Smoosh Races for that Saturday First Avenue races. Everything else, you can show up. We'll have an information booth set up around 10:30 outside the American Legion. Stop by the booth, pick up your Winter Frolic merchandise, and then you can register for any of those races on that day of. So,
got it. Okay.
Yeah. And most of them are cash prizes. So, you know, come on out and see what you can win.
Wow. Have you put together all of the expenses for pulling this off over time? I assume that there's support that you're getting from maybe our city and our Lake County Tourism, but there are also event sponsors. How does it all puzzle together to pull this off and break even?
Yeah. So every year, you know, we do get some money from the city to help run this event. It's kind of like it is a city event. Not quite as much so as Heritage Days, it feels like, but for the most part, it's our sponsors that really help us, and we have sponsors that help us out by doing advertising for us, and then we also have sponsors that give us some cash to help us pay for some of these cool events that we have coming, and they're all recognized, you know, on our website and in all of our brochures that we hand out. But that's what helps us bring in some of these cool events, like Top Hat Carriage coming back this year to do carriage rides starting at 10 o'clock, and then we're also bringing in axe throwing by Nice Axe. They'll be there for the afternoon.
You beat me to the punch. I really wanted to ask about what was new for 24, and that struck me as the biggest surprise. Is that happening outdoors?
Yep. And so it's a traveling trailer, I guess. You know, we haven't seen them before, but I found them just with a search around Minnesota looking for some new vendors. One thing about Winter Frolic is, you know, it's all run by volunteers, and there's only so much we can do. And the fact that we're getting more support allows us to kind of expand and do these things. And we try out new things, see how they go. Like, we tried out the Lumberjacks a few years ago. It was an awesome show, but not exactly great for cold weather.
Uh-huh.
This axe throwing places, you know, they're supposed to be able to bring in a trailer and give anyone ages 12 and up, though, a chance to throw an axe. And they're just going to be right out on First Avenue next to the beanbag tournament and right where we're doing the races. So Yeah. Kind of a hub of activity on First Avenue.
Well,
there.
It's really showing that you're paying attention to the times, because axe throwing venues have sprung up around around the area, around the nation. And my main concern was that there wouldn't be any errant axes flying out from the area for passersby.
Nope.
It's going to be contained in a trailer. I didn't know if it was in a cage or something, Aaron. I was just trying to picture it.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, we're still trying to add more things that are adult and kid-focused. The Moose Lodge is doing a family bingo this year, which is a great addition.
Oh, wonderful.
Harbor Rail Club is bringing in the North Shore Sauna Tent. They're going to be out on Waterfront Drive. And then we'll also be having still that kids' karaoke at Harbor Rail. So we're making sure we're getting a little bit for everything and making sure that everyone's going to have something to find a place at on Saturday.
Right. And then you've got things that would be happy in any weather, like the things that are, you know, virtually all indoors. The curling event, I know, is probably pretty important to you. And we have curling and a chili cook-off happening at the Curling Club. That's on Friday, right?
Yep. That's our kickoff event, is the Community Curling Challenge. And we have 8 teams all registered. And they'll start off at 5:30, and then the chili cook-off will start off at 6. I believe they have maybe 3 or 4 restaurants. They might have more than that. The last I heard, I think they had 4.
Okay.
So they'll be there to have you sample their chili and vote on your favorite. So that's always a great time, and we're excited to see how that goes this year. And then that follows up with some great music downtown on Friday night between the Legion, Castle Danger, and Harbor Rail, all having music. So I'm sure no matter what kind of music you like, you will find something to come listen to.
The Legion, Castle Danger, and
Harbor Rail.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't the Moose as well have a band in on Friday
they
night?
They do. Yep. Nope, they do on Saturday. So.
Oh, it's Saturday. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so we have music both nights. So Friday is the Legion with Indecent Proposal. Castle Danger has Adam Moe. Harbor Rail has Delicious Blues Band. And then on Saturday, we will have Perpetual Hiatus at the Moose Lodge.
Ah, thank you.
And then we have Nate Weiler at the brewery and Ricky Sundstrom at Harbor Rail. So, like I said, there's something for everybody, depending on the venue and also just depending on the kind of music you want to listen
to. Yeah, absolutely can't miss, kind of covering different genres and people that we've heard many times, and people that are groups that are brand new to us. It's kind of a fun thing. You can just walk down the street and take it in.
Yep.
Wonderful. So last but not least, let's just revisit the weather a little bit. Aaron, I'm sure you look at the 10-day forecast constantly, and it's just like, we're not going to have exactly winter-like weather through much of next week. And then you told me that it might get a little chilly again by the weekend, but probably without any snow arriving.
Yeah, and truthfully, I don't even look at it that much, because I know it's going to happen no matter what we have coming our way.
Okay.
But at this point, it looks like it's supposed to be mid-30s, which is still a beautiful day to be outside in February. So.
Oh, it's virtually tropical. Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen a few winter frolics where the wind chill was enough to make you think, I hope these races end soon, because I got to go back in. But it should be much more of a, it could be like Key West down on First Avenue.
Yeah. And, you know, we are going to try and do some speakers around First Avenue this year. So Daniel Perry is doing his emceeing for us this year. And so there'll be hopefully speakers around town, so once races are starting, you'll be able to know and get there in time for any race that you're interested in
just
participating.
Just follow the sound of that amplified voice downtown. Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Were there any other notable new things or tweaks in the schedule you want people to be aware of?
Yeah, the only thing, I guess, we're not, you know, without the sledding hill, we're kind of still debating if we're going to move the bonfire or keep it downtown below the depot. Obviously, the carriage rides are still going to be making their way through town. So that's the only thing that, you know, we'll try and keep people apprised of if it gets moved. But if you don't see the bonfire down there, we'll try and have it up somewhere else.
Okay. So. And if a decision is made early enough, Aaron, let us know here on KTWH, and we'll get that word out, too, in our community announcements.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
Well, can't wait to check it out. And I think everybody who is, you know, despite the fact that it's been warmer than usual, it hasn't been shorts weather yet. So people are still feeling a little cabin fever, and I'd love to have everyone come downtown and take part and celebrate winter, because heck, we don't even know if the rest of February and March are going to be a return to winter. So
yep.
Could be our midwinter break. Thanks for joining me today, Erin. Appreciate your time
and
your all the work you're doing to make this winter frolicky.
Thank you, and I hope people get out and enjoy it and let us know what they like and what they'd like to see.
Feedback always welcome. Is there a way for them to contact the committee or yourself?
Yeah, the best way is to just message us on Facebook through our Winter Frolic Facebook page. There's a few of us that keep track of that. So if there's anything that, or if you're willing to help or want to be part of the committee in the future, just give us a message on there and they can, and we'll reach out to you.
Absolutely. We always have to recruit because a few good people are doing so much work and you could always use more helping hands. I bet.
Yep.
All right.
A little bit of help goes a long way.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us
today
on KTWH, Erin. Take care.
Thanks.
Good luck. Have fun. Bye now.
Bye.
Erin Mecklin with Two Harbors Federal Credit Union, when she isn't helping to organize the Two Harbors Winter Frolic that's coming up on February 9th and 10th. That's Friday and Saturday. This is Leo for KTWH.